Committee meeting of Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. And myself, Alderman Wolschewski, we have Alderman Funkhauser and Alderman Clocher here, and staff. We have no citizens coming because no one ever comes to our meeting. Makes me sad. We have minutes for correction and approval from August 15th, 2018. Any comments or questions on the minutes?
Can we read them into the record?
Sure, go ahead.
If you want to read them.
No. Are we okay?
Yes.
All right, we will take them as per limit. Let's go to our new business. Admin 2018-73, the monthly budget report for August of 2018.
Okay. Sales tax, 4030 is the one that we talked about. So the $280,000 in the August 18 column. That was what I had reported on last month. It was way ahead of schedule. The next one that'll be in the September column next month is only $275,000. So that's July consumer sales, and that's our other peak of the year. So we do July and then January. We had expected $303,000. So we had almost a perfect overproduce in June and an underproduce in July. So if I had to guess, the one of the years that we're basing the model on, somebody didn't report and then reported in the other month. We won't know that for 3 or 4 months. But the fact that it was so perfectly close made me think. And then additionally, I know that Target used to do that. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that last month where, you know, they would skip a month. I think it was May or June, and then they would double report in July, and we could track that back. But then they stopped doing that, I think, last year. So I don't know if Target is the culprit, or if it's a couple, or if it's something to do with the state taxes and how they receive them and then do the reporting. So I found that interesting. But if you look at the July 2017 consumer sales, we actually had 0.4% year-over-year growth. So based on our better-than-expected performance in years in months past for this year, we're actually on target with our budget number, which is what we had assumed. We think we budgeted for 1.5% growth year over year. So unlike last year where we were way behind, this year we're right on target. So, additionally, in the expenditures line items, there's a couple that were over just that I just wanted to point out. Police dues and subscriptions. I think there's $2,000 budgeted and they've already spent like $7,000 this year. There was some NEMRT dues that I think this is the first year that Rich has done it, or it's the first year that's been coded out of that line item at least. That's about $4,000. We did spend almost $6,000 last year, so that dollar amount that we're spending for the fiscal year is grossly out of whack. It's based on historical performances. Rob and I will take a look at that when we do our budget proposal, which we've just started meeting on.
What was the first one? The dues for the first one you mentioned?
NEMRT dues.
What is that one?
It's like the Northeast, I want to say Metro Regional Training. It's some police organization. I had to Google it because I couldn't get a hold of Rich when I pulled that up this afternoon.
Northeast Multi-Regional Training.
Yes. So I'm not sure. My question was going to be...
Recently joined that organization?
Yeah.
What is...
What would, you know, is this related to our, county crime organization, the sharing organization that we've been doing, or is it something else? So,
yeah, is that part of the CPAT? Yeah. Is it part of our... Yeah, whatever it is. It'd be interesting to know that.
Yep.
That's a big chunk, it seems.
Yep. So we'll follow up on that. Second was community development inspections. Way over budget, obviously, because we've got a couple months of, there was one that was $12,000. That is outsourcing. So we finally hit a point where Pete couldn't keep up. So in 1 month, we've got $9,300. The next month, or that's a year to date, is $12,000. So we've been averaging between $5,000 and $10,000 per month during the summer a year. So we're on pace for the fiscal year to do probably $60,000 in outsourced inspections, which is costs that we're eating, basically. Some of that might be chipped away here and there with some plan reviews, but we actually had our first budget meeting with Community Development today. They are talking about in-housing some of those positions for next year, and we are currently hiring somebody to do property maintenance, which will help the workload too. So we're trying to look at revenues there. The good news is that the past couple years, our building permit revenues have more than covered that. It's just when you look at the nice building permit revenue number, that's a gross calculation. And then you got to subtract all these outsources. So yeah, so that is what it is, and we're going to continue to monitor that. I know the EDC has been talking about it too. So, any questions about that one? Okay. Third one was community development dues and subscriptions, similar to the police one. It's a little bit over where it has been historically. We did only spend about $2,100 last year, which is more than the budget amount. And I think they're, right off the top of my head, they're already at $3,200. Our senior planner got his APA certification this past year, so that's a couple $100. But then additionally, there's a couple $1,000 related to ESRI and GIS certifications. So I believe they enacted some new modules this year. I will check on that and give you that narrative too. And then
to clarify, if it's ESRI certification, does that fall under dues and subscriptions or under training?
It was a dues-based expenditure when I had looked at it. So it was like a subscribing to a module within the software.
It may not be the certification itself. It's more
correct. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
At least that's the way I interpreted it. So I'll follow up with Christy tomorrow just to make sure. Then the last one, community development books and publications, is at $1,200, and we only budgeted for $750. Pete ordered the 2018 code books in anticipation of an analysis and presentation at some point in the near future as to which codes we should be moving to. So that was a one-time purchase that he's done. Everything else was relatively aligned, but if anybody has any questions about any of those, let me know.
Any other comments or questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go on to 2 Admin 2018-74, the monthly treasurer's report for August of 2018.
A projected beginning fund balance of $11,544,955. Year-to-date revenues of $13,274,386. Year-to-date expenses of $8,889,841 for a projected ending fund balance of $15,929,500.
Comments or questions?
That one can go on consent, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. 3 Admin 2018-75, the cash statement for June and July of 2018.
As always, cash is summarized on the first page, and our investments comprised of CDs are on the second page. So any questions or comments?
Is that okay? Let's go on to 4 Admin 2018-76, the bills for payment. Comments or questions on the bill list? Nathan? Okay, we're good with that. 5 Admin 2018-77,
the monthly website report for August 2018. Our website and social media are quite heavily looked at and followed. You can see our August for our website is up almost 5,000 visits from last year at this time. So we're just drawing a lot of people either from posts from social media to our website or vice versa. So you see our downloads, our hometown days heavy. And also with our social media data, you see that we did do boosted posts for both our city Facebook and our Parks and Rec, but actually the non-boosted post was our number one hit on the city Facebook page, which was about a park now being open. So, you know, we're drawing followers and likes from each other, which is really great as well. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them or look into it further.
No question, but a comment. In the last CBB board meeting we had, we were reviewing the CBB board web analytics, and it's not surprising that their trends mirror ours with the postings and the timelines. As I took a look at ours compared to theirs, mm-hmm. when we have spikes, they have spikes, and it was very coincidental. I thought that was quite nice. Mm-hmm. So it's actually starting to show that what they're doing
is in
is reflected for us. Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Okay. We're good with that. 6, admin 2018-78, copy your RFP results and recommendation.
Last month, we issued an RFP to replace the 6 copiers that we have throughout the city, 2 here at the City Hall, 2 on the police side, 1 over at Public Works, and 1 over at the Van Ammon Rec Center, or building. We actually received 11 proposals, which is almost double the number we've received in the past. We should get about 6 or 7, which is why the packet's over 500 pages. But based on the proposals that we did receive, it's staff's recommendation that we engage Impact Networking for a period of 36 months based on the fact that they were the low-cost provider and they met all the requirements of the RFP.
Okay. Comments or questions on this?
As long as it does everything it needs to do and they're qualified.
Okay. Go for it. Consent agenda?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. 7, admin 2018-79, off-site backup authorization.
So this is our citywide network software file backup system. So this is kind of the tail end of our network refresh that we authorized last year. So our network has been up and running now for a few months. We've got Office 365 getting ready to roll out. We've had the Veeam service, which is our on-site backup, so everything gets backed up to a network in the building. In the event of a tornado or something else that destroys the building, you want your files to be stored off-site. And so for the past year, we've contracted with our previous IT vendor to use the MOSI service, which is a little bit more expensive than what we're doing now. We have uploaded about 20 terabytes of files, and they're stored there. And then in the event that we ever need them, they either ship you a physical drive or they, you know, create their own network at their location and then allow you to log into it. And so our existing IT vendor has been doing some analysis for us and for the rest of the members of the GovITC consortium, and recommended that we move to this other provider, Element 4. So they provide a little bit cheaper rate on a per terabyte basis. Mm-hmm. It is a 36-month locked-in contract. We would actually prefer a longer contract rather than like a year so that we don't have to worry about renewals and transitions between vendors over the next few years. So that's the recommendation. It is less than $25,000 annually, so it is within staff's authorization to do 1 year, but we wanted to do 3 years, so it would be locked in a better price and a longer contract.
Comments or questions?
The other question I had, I know this goes through our IT contract in terms of their recommendation of the two that they had. Is there a reason we wouldn't have looked at a bid proposal? Or the solicit, or you have them solicit for proposals?
These were the two, I don't know if I included the second one in the packet. The two that he presented to us were the two that he most often recommends and uses with municipal clients across Georgia, generally, and Illinois. Mm-hmm. And they said that, you know, they're reliable, they've got good locations that are nice and secure. You know, they can spin up servers if they need to relatively quickly, and they have good, you know, like overnight procedures in the event of an actual disaster. So these were the two that they said that they've vetted. When we chose MOSI, we were doing those on 6-month contracts. We just took our IT vendor's word for it at the time because we needed it right away. And so, you know, we thought that a little bit more due diligence than was done last time was sufficient. So.
Okay. I'm getting my handle on our IT company, and I know that they like to provide recommendations. You know, we've done that on server and others as compared to going out for proposals on the different elements,
yep.
Which is fine as long as we're making sure that it is the best as compared to going out like we did on the copiers,
yep.
And getting proposals.
Sure.
That meets criteria. So this one is not that big a contract. It's $40,000 over 3 years, but some of those, I just want to keep that in mind.
Yeah, no,
I think it kind of keeps checks and balances on the processes.
Understood.
Anything to add?
No, just think of
it. And then this includes the city side of it, the administration, but does it include the police department for
it does.
All sites? Okay.
Yeah, it includes everything.
And that's all secured and encrypted, and I guarantee that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's impressive. It's $1 million buy-in, $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm working across the street from a, you're not supposed to know, but it's Google.
Data center?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huge cooling towers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Big old fences. Big guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they take those seriously.
Yeah. Do they mention where their data centers are at?
They did.
Is there any bio here?
Nope. Grand Rapids, Michigan,
only
I believe.
Pull up O'Hare because it hardly ever goes down.
Okay. Yeah.
Grand Rapids, Las Vegas, Reno, Milan, and Thailand. So they're duplicated.
Yeah, I took a look at that. They started building one, a new one last year as well. So they're actively expanding and growing. So. Yeah.
Yeah, they all like that because it doesn't go down.
Mm-hmm.
So they pull up the first grid if they can.
Well, Fora's getting two big data centers, so I don't know if they'll host out here or not, but.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're
with that? Mm-hmm. Consent agenda?
Yeah,
that's
all right. Not that big.
Okay. Any old business? No, no old business. Any additional business? Okay. 16 and we're done.
Thank you.